Being a creative sucks. Prove me wrong. Today, the excuse makers. I think I'm referring to myself anyways, but something I've realized over the past few months or the past few years is that I tend to give excuses for things that I want to do. Most of the time I end up not doing them, and some other times I find out that I do these certain things. And I decided to find out why I could do certain things and I could not do other things. So I sat myself down and I asked myself a couple of questions. What is so peculiar about Project A that Project B does not have? And I realized that there was really nothing. They were all connected to my ultimate goal, which is reaching out or helping more people to be better versions of themselves as I grow myself. But I noticed one problem all through, that I give excuses at every point in my life. Oh, I don't have the right resources. Oh, I don't have the right gadgets. Oh, I don't know this person. If I know this person, or if I have this facility, or if I had access to this amount of money, I'll be able to create something magical. I'll be able to create something awesome. I'll be able to create something that I'll be able to create the best thing that everybody could see. But I realized over time that I can't really have everything that I actually want. I can't really have them. I can have something, start with it, and then improve on it. So today we're going to be talking about excuse makers. And I feel like pretty much every creator of every entrepreneur out there is an excuse maker. So let's get right into it. So if you're familiar with my podcast, you'd notice that this is my first episode this year. The last time I created an episode was October 24th, about last year. I think that was a personal episode. And I didn't give up on podcasting. So some people say, oh, I gave up on podcasting and I'm coming back with a full force. No, I did not give up on podcasting. I fed myself with plenty of excuses, and these excuses sustained me out. I would not lie. These excuses, they were so strong that I didn't even think of, at some point in time, I didn't think of podcasting again. And it was not even only podcasting that I abandoned. I abandoned quite a lot of things. I abandoned my events. I abandoned DawiUp. I even ignored like a whole lot of other things. But today I won't be talking about the things that I have ignored or the project that I have not been able to do. Today I want to discuss roughly three to four excuses that I do give myself, or I give myself and I try to find solutions for them. The first one is procrastination. Well, I do this a lot. I would want to do something now, and I would tell myself that I would do it in a couple of hours to come. For instance, this particular episode, well, I have been procrastinating recording this particular episode for I think over 2 weeks. I'll see when there's light, I'll do it, and then I'll sleep off, and then I would wake up the next morning and I'll see, okay, fine, during the day I'll record it. Well, it kept going on and on until I told myself that it's either I record this podcast today or I don't record podcasts forever in my life. There was also something else I talked about, or I told myself, but we're going to be discussing that in the, I think the third or fourth point we'll be going to be discussing. So the first problem I had was procrastination, and how I was able to solve that was to give myself a deadline. That is, I have to do this at this social time, and then I put a reward attached. I attached the reward to it, and I attached a punishment to it. And I think that this does not work on everybody, but for me it actually works, because I take most of my projects personally. That is, I have this particular sentiment or emotional attachment to these particular things that I do. Podcasting is not just podcasting, like every other person that wants to just rant and do lifestyle or talk about how sex is not related. I'm not saying those podcast episodes are bad. I'm just saying that that's not how I am. My own is much more in the sense whereby I am using it to grow myself, and I feel like other people can learn from it. The second one is budgets or resources. I tell myself every time that I do not have the budgets to embark on certain tasks or projects or activities. But it's partly right, but at the same time, I think it's very, very false. And the reason why I'm saying so is that I can remember the first event that I would own by myself, I would create by myself. I did that with Koya. It's a dancer, and the event was a dance event, and I didn't have, while planning the event, I didn't have 5 naira, to be very honest. But I did not let not having the right resources or not right having the right budget to limit me. I had to play smart around with what available options or what available resources I had. And then the event came out pretty very, very fine, with a whole lot of people in attendance. That's like going extreme. Let's talk about the basic things. For instance, a lot of people tell me that they cannot start podcasting because they don't have a microphone or they don't have a laptop to edit it. Well, my first few episodes of this podcast were recorded with my phone, but my phone has a good recorder. But that does not mean that you're using a phone that the sound is not that clear, you cannot do something with podcasting. I mean, you could find ways to ensure that your phone records better. You could purchase an external microphone of 2,000 or 5,000 or 3,000 naira, and if you cannot do that, I think there are other solutions, like putting your phone inside the pillow. I think that could help you. I think you can record in the car if there's a car nearby you. You could also record the way it is. Try to use some softwares or mobile applications to edit out the noise to a minimal effect. And I think that it would come out totally fine, because many people are actually very much concerned with the content, with the substance, and sometimes they do not pay attention to the quality of your product. And when they do notice that you are like, there's this thing that Yoruba said, they said echo, you know, something to do, that is pap, that there's this pap that it comes from a very black or dirty kind of pot. Well, I'm not really good with proverbs, but I thought I could add that. Let me just share a very short story. So in 2018, I started to imagine a world of me creating awesome stuff. So I told myself that when I get a camera, I would create back to back. I would drop at least one video per day, because I feel like I have so much ideas running in my head. And well, don't let me go further of that. I got a camera, and Well, I have not done anything close to one episode and one video per day. I've not done it yet. I might do it in the future, but at the moment, I have not done it. And I think that we most times over exaggerate things in our head, and this actually limits us from actually creating, because we have standards in our head we want to create. I remember there was a friend of mine, Fireheart, I would not see the other parts because maybe I'll just cast her, but she, I know she has ideas in her head. I know she has this picture she's trying to pitch in her head, the ideal person she wants to be, but she does not have the resources to do so. And this is limiting her from creating anything to start with. A very good example is myself. But I ended up understanding that at the end of the day, that you have to start with something. For instance, I want to channel most of my energy to directing and also creating documentary videos. But I do not have the budget to do so. I do not have the capacity to do so at the moment. What I'm doing exactly right now is to prepare myself for when I can have the resources for it. So I started with the sound design project. You can check YouTube, Alamo Akikumi on YouTube, to check out some of my works. I did sound design projects whereby I documented activities in Nigeria. I also documented social problems in Nigeria. And then instead of making it a video that is visually, that you can see the person talking to the other person, I made it a sound design project whereby you only have to listen to it. But you actually will be able to get the picture I'm trying to paint by just listening to it. And I think this is going to go a very long way in helping me to create a proper documentary when I have the resources to do so. Or maybe somebody could realize, sorry about that, somebody could discover me from that particular video that I have released and decide to invest in me. So I think that we have to put ourselves or make ourselves ready for anything that will come our way to aid the picture, the ideal picture of ourselves that we have in our head. So I think that I was able to do that. And a very good comparison I saw while watching a YouTube tutorial was that the man said that we have the tech guys and then we have the artists. Well, we are all both, but I think we should dwell more, except you have the budget anyways, we have to dwell more on being the artist, which means that we have to make do of what we have. And a very good example of a group of people that do that pretty much well are TikTokers. You see a lot of TikTokers verified, popular, and they're doing well for themselves. It's not because they have the right resources to do what they are doing, it's just because they were able to create something from nothing or from little they have. And then they were able to expand from there. I think a very good shout out to go out to the makeup, the core. Is it the core or the core? Well, he's a very good makeup artist. I think you can check him out on Instagram or Twitter. He's creating magic. Most times I envy that young man because he creates magic with just his phone, two ring lights, and whatever he has in his house. There was a time he was talking about using foil to deflect light from a particular place to another place. And I was wondering that. Me that I am a cinematographer, at that point in time, I was wondering that me as a cinematographer, and I'm complaining I do not have light. Somebody is using what he has to create something miraculous, something awesome, because I really do love his content. I post his content as much as I can whenever I see them. So I think that we have to remove that restrictions that we have in our head about having the right gadget. The tech guys are the ones that they must have the right resources, they must have the right gadget before they can create the magic in their head, while the artists are individuals that just create with whatever they have and they make do of what they make sure that they create magic with whatever they have. So I think we have elements of both, but I think we can find a balance and shift the balance depending on what resources we have. If you have a lot of resources, you could shift towards the tech guy and just add a little bit of artistic vibe to it. If you do not have the budget, you could shift to the artist side and add a little spice of tech to it. So I think that works well for trying to solve the problem of not having the right resources or not right having the right budget to fund your ideal person in your head. The other one we are going to talk about, which is like very, very important, I think it's like the last one, but I think I'm going to add a bonus to it. And this one is motivation. I lack motivation many times, and I keep telling people, fellow creators that I discuss with, that I do not know why I tend to have ideas in my head, but upon doing it, upon getting to the stage where I have to do it, I lack the motivation to carry myself to do this. And I think a very perfect example is this podcast episode that you're listening to. It took me 2 weeks to prepare myself to do this podcast episode, and then it took hours. I think I'll have to do a shout out to Cassie Wright. She's the host of Mikasa Sukasa podcast, and she was the one that motivated me in a sense, or in a way, to actually sit up and record this particular podcast episode, because I was really frustrated. I was really tired. I was not getting the right motivation. I was not getting the right kickstart. I set deadlines for myself these days, and I think that's like a very good way of motivating myself. And I also reach out to other creators. I tell them about my problems, and I see ways whereby they can, I find ways, and we find ways together to see how they can make me stand up and do what I'm supposed to do. But whenever I do not have somebody around me, I think I do more of deadlines, because I hate missing out on deadlines. So I put myself on ways whereby I know that I have to meet up with the deadline, and I have to do what I'm supposed to do at the right time. And I think that's like, this is more like linked with procrastination, which I discussed earlier, because I said that we're going to talk about something like this. Then the bonus one I'm going to add to it is perfection. I think 80% or 90% of creators are perfectionists. They want things to be as sleek or as perfect as they have it in their head. And I think I am one example of that. Very good thanks. Very shout out. Big shout out to Cassie Wright for talking me out of what I planned to do before. I actually wrote the script for this particular episode. Even though I told her that I was not going to use it, but it's not the truth. I really wanted to use it. And okay, so I have this structured pattern. I plan the artwork. We've been working on the artwork for over 2 weeks now, as well as been working on the script for the podcast. And I just wanted everything to just be perfect, just come out the way it is in my head. Although we had a lot of hiccups, and I feel like the hiccups are going to just keep delaying, because why would you want to record a podcast episode and then you have to plan for up to 2 weeks? So how many podcast episodes do you want to drop in a year if you have to plan? And at the end of the day, while planning, things might not fall according to plan, and then you want to quit. It makes zero sense. Oh yes, before I forget, I want to give a big shout out to my graphic designer Jai for taking his time to discuss with me, review podcast cover art, podcast episode cover art. He did both, and I think I really love them. I really do love them. And I think that he's the perfect man to fix any of your branding ideas, any of your design concepts. I'm going to leave a link for him in the description box below. Please reach out to him, tell him from Dawi if you can. If you do not want to, no problem. Just let him know that he's doing a very awesome job, and I really appreciate him for that. Let's do a recap of what we've been discussing since morning. The first thing I talked about was procrastination and how to solve what problem you're actually having. Do not procrastinate. Try and do things immediately you can do them. Set deadlines if that's going to help you. You know your body more than I do, so ask yourself, what makes me do something instantly? It could be your girlfriend anyways. And the second thing we talked about is budget or resources. And I say that you should be the artist, and be more of the artist if you don't have the resources to do so. and less of the tech guy. Then I said you have to be either your motivator or surround yourself with people that can motivate you. That would help you a lot. I think that's like pretty much the end of this podcast episode. Thank you so much for getting to this stage. I have a little task for you. I just want to be able to engage or interact with you. I just don't want to be talking to you. So I say that, share me your excuses. What excuses have you been holding on to that has not been helping you to create stuff or to put yourself out there? What excuses have you been giving yourself? I'm not too fine. I'm not photogenic. That's why I cannot be a model. What exactly do you want to be? And I'm going to be posting your review on this podcast episode and also on my Instagram page. And we're going to be sharing problems and solutions. If you have a solution, you could send me a voiceover or a clean recording of your solution to any problem that you think people might be facing. I really appreciate it. If you can send me a text, I can help you read it out. If you just send me a message on Instagram at Alamu Akinkumi, and then we can get started. So thank you very much. We're going to be discussing more. I'm going to be posting one major episode per month. And then I'm going to be sharing your feedback, your reviews, as much as you send them to me. I'm going to be putting them out. So we are going to be saying that each month is a season of its own. And then it's just going to be one major episode from my end. And the other ones are going to be reviews and feedbacks from you that we can learn from. And I think we're going to keep up with this as time goes on. We're going to talk about mental health, not in the boring way we talk about it these days, but in a very fun way next month. So thank you very much. You could follow me on Instagram on Alamu Akinkumi. You could engage with me on Instagram. I would gladly engage back with you. You could please share my podcast or episode, the link. You could share it with your friends. Let them learn from it. What's up, everybody? It's your man here. Okay, that really didn't come out well, so I'm just going to go back to the default that way. So hello, everybody, welcome back to my podcast, and yes, welcome to Being a Creative Sucks, where we discuss the problems, solutions, successes and failures of creatives near you. And before we start to reach out to people, I think we have to, you know, discuss my own problems first and how I solved some of them, because I think I have like a whole lot of problems that I've not solved by now, and I really need solutions to them. So if you listen to one of the problems I have and you think you have a solution for me, I think you should send me... Ah, fuck.